Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask for or even imagine. Amen. My Trader Joe's shopping bag will always be a God symbol for me. Because this past Friday, I went to Trader Joe's on my way home from church. It was early afternoon, and I had a few things to buy. And of course, I bought more than was on my list, and I got in line. The young girl behind the counter scanning all of my goodies said to me, "What are you going to do the rest of the afternoon?" And I said to her, "Do you really want to know?" And she said, "Yes." And I said, "I'm going to go home to work on my Sunday sermon." And she said, "What is it on?" And I said, "Well, from the second reading, I want to develop that we are a new creation in Christ." And she stared at me with a questioning face. So seeing that I did not elicit any reaction, I proceeded. I'm also going to talk about how a small seed grows into a big bush, how the littlest thing we do can make a big difference. She jumped on it. Yes, sometimes something happens or someone says something to me that affects the rest of my day. I paused, amazed at this God moment. And so I said to her, "You know, I believe nothing happens by accident in God's kingdom. I would like to start my sermon on Sunday with what just happened now. May I say your name, Hannah?" And she said, "Sure," with a sense of pride. Or was it purpose? God's purpose. Then she told me to enter my debit card password, which I hadn't done yet, handed me my receipt, and as I took it, I said to her, "Have a blessed rest of the afternoon." She smiled and went on to the next customer. As I went to my car, I said, "What just happened?" It felt like God was being obvious. When I got home Friday afternoon and yesterday morning, studying theological, pastoral, exegetical, and homiletical commentaries on today's readings, I kept being distracted by God. The God moment I had experienced in Trader Joe's. Recognizing God's action is not usually obvious. And today's gospel agrees with us. So Jesus gives us two stories that discuss growth, recognizing God's action as a divine mystery. So I recognize now that this Friday afternoon experience in Trader Joe's, in that moment I was gently being nudged into the divine mystery of God, a God moment. And I answered Hannah with my truth. I could have given her a vague response such as, "I'm on my way home to do a few things." But for some reason, yes, in the divine mystery, I chose to engage her and not close the door. Jesus did not close doors. He encountered people where they were. Throughout his ministry, Jesus was in the moment. Throughout his ministry, he tuned into where people were. He tuned into listening by what they did or did not say. And Jesus did not close doors with those who confronted him, argued with him, or misunderstood him. In today's gospel, Jesus illustrates God's at work. And Jesus wants us to imagine the kingdom of God and uses the growth of seeds as an example. God's kingdom, like the mustard seed, will expand far beyond its original size. There will be transformation and growth through God being at work. Yet fear and anxiety can consume us, and we can miss recognizing God's action at work and therefore new possibilities. The journey of faith is not easy. When problems occur, I wish it were easy to just have immense courage and trust and say, God's got this. Sometimes we can't say it and mean it, and sometimes we just can't. Sometimes our faith is so shaken by fear and uncertainty, pain and grief, we can hardly face tragedies and challenges. We want answers to the questions of our hearts, and we want to see what lies ahead. But Paul says in the second reading, walk by faith, not by sight. The promises of God are real. It is through the power of grace we can decide to stay on the road and trust God and appreciate life as a journey. And through prayer and the love of others, we may even eventually enjoy the adventures of life. So the gospel stories invite us to wait upon God, to wait for change, for the growth of tiny seeds, to wait with Jesus for God to do what God is sure to do. God will transform, and we are God's projects. God will turn our sorrow into joy, our worry into hope, our darkness into light. We shall grow in hidden and mysterious ways, but we shall grow. Jesus tries to give us hope by saying this kingdom of God project happens at a very slow speed, like a tiny, tiny mustard seed becoming a huge, scraggly bush that keeps on spreading. The spreading of the transforming power of love is through God working in us and through us. But there is freedom in grace, and we can close the door and not walk by faith with an open heart. Sally McPhay, in Speaking in Parables, tells the following story. A young reporter wanted to get a feel for agriculture, so he called upon a farmer and said, "How is your wheat coming along?" The farmer replied, "I didn't plant any wheat." "Really?" asked the reporter. "I thought this was supposed to be wheat country." "Some say it is, but I was afraid we may not see enough rain this year." "Well, what about corn?" How is it doing? Didn't plant corn this year. I was afraid of disease. Alfalfa? Nope, afraid the price might drop. Well then, said the reporter, what did you plant? Nothing, said the farmer. I just played it safe. And if we do nothing, we have the same results. But we get to do something. And the littlest effort can lead to eternal results. The Spirit of Jesus will guide God's kingdom, God's way of growth. The guidance of God is doing more than we could ask for or even imagine. Speaking of imagining, I know you have heard of Walt Disney. Walt Disney talked of imagineering, to see what is not yet there. Imagineering was his ability to look at an open field and imagine parents and children having a grand time at Fantasyland, at Tomorrowland, and all the other lands. Imagineering is the ability to look beyond what is to what can be, to what will be. Walt Disney used his imagination to build Disneyland in Anaheim. When that proved so successful, he used his imagination to plan for a larger and grander Disney World in Florida. But instead of building in a city where he would have limited space, he bought a great tract of land in the middle of nowhere in central Florida to build a theme park grander than anyone had ever imagined. Walt Disney got that process started, and then he died. His successors finished Disney World, and it is as grand as Walt had imagined it. But someone said, isn't it too bad that Walt Disney didn't get a chance to see this? Someone else said, oh, but he did see it. That's how it got here. In the gospel, Jesus calls us to do some imagining around the kingdom of God and its growth, seeing beyond what is to what can be to what will be. Jesus calls us to look beyond the ordinariness of the people in this congregation and to see something more than the ordinary things that we do here. Jesus calls us to look into the future, to see what is not yet visible. And Paul says to walk by faith into that future. I started my sermon by sharing my short conversation with Hannah of Trader Joe's. A seed has been planted, and I choose to imagine Hannah growing slowly into a special woman of God. That little encounter with Hannah made a big difference. It was Hannah who said, sometimes something happens or something is said that affects the rest of my day. So let God use us to make a positive difference with anyone that we meet. And remember, God is the ripple effect of grace the divine mystery at work, and we shall grow. Amen.